Hey, movie lovers, my name is Nase DeSanders of Borrowing Tape, and I am here with Peter Antoniovic and the director of Dara of Jasenovac, a Holocaust film set in what was formerly Nazi-occupied Yugoslavia during World War II. The film is centered around 10-year-old Dara, who is sent to the infamous extermination camp known as Jasenovac. Thank you for joining us today, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the great news. Your film is Serbia's official Academy Award selection for Best International Feature. Congratulations. How does it feel to receive such a high honor?
Thank you so much. I'm very happy that we would be able to present our picture to the Academy as well as to the, rest of the world, because those are the most prestigious, the most important awards in our industry. Obviously, it's also a great honor to represent my country in this year competition.
So where were you when you found out?
Well, I was actually in LA when November, back in Serbia, the selection committee voted my movie to become a Serbian candidate for the Oscars. And obviously, all of us who made this movie were very, very happy, because it's kind of a great that we are able now to present this movie to the Academy as well to the rest of the world. It's kind of important because this story is about Holocaust and the concentration camps called Jasenovac during the Second World War. And that's the only camps we actually were established and run by non-Germans. They were established and run by Croatian Nazi movement, Ustaše movement, who actually were in charge and running the country. During that time, they kind of got the free rein from the Germans, and they tried to copy their masters, but kind of in a way went even further in the brutality and how gruesome and horrible and personal all these killings were, because they didn't have gas chambers for mass destruction of human lives like Germans did, which means these horrible people were killing human beings with a sledgehammer, with knives, with a bullet, with the axes, and absolutely it was just a macabre, bloody process, and that's what basically very characteristic for this chain of concentration camps. Also, they had the camps exclusively for the children, and that was also unique situation, and some of those kids were killed, some of those kids died from starvation, malnutrition, and diseases, and some of them, they were trying to re-educate and kind of convert them and turn them into the, let's say, Croatian kids, though they were Serbian origin. And altogether, it's always important to make the movies like this and to remind all of us how complex the human nature is, because it was a human, humans killing humans. It was not some monsters from outer space aliens coming down and slaughtering all these people, which means that we are always capable as a human race to commit all these horrible things. And that's why it's always important to remind ourselves again and again, especially when we see that even nowadays, you have a situation that people are suffering because of race, gender, religion all over the world, and in all places in America. Let's just be honest and remember last year.
Yeah.
And it's always one very short step from the situation like this, that you start in a way segregating and discriminating people based on all this, race and religion and gender, to start putting them in the camps or start doing horrible things to them. Because clearly, it's always hidden in the human nature, that monstrous side of humanity. And we have to very passionately work on that, and on all of us, to keep reminding ourselves that that's something we cannot and should not ever, ever do to the other human beings. That's why I find this movie very, let's say, engaging and important even for nowadays, though the story takes place 75 years ago.
Yeah, that's super important. You already answered my second question. I was going to ask, what made you want to tackle such a difficult subject matter, this being the first ever feature film about Jasenovac?
Jasenovac was liberated 75 years ago. There was not a single feature made on that concentration camp. There were some documentaries, not that many though, and some books written on the subject matter. It's a very touchy and sore point in the relationship in the Balkans, especially between the Croats and the Serbs, mm-hmm. because the Serbs were primary victims along with the Jews and Roma people. And that kind of is a thing which was never fully and openly discussed between those two nations, never was fully out in the open subject for a discussion and hopefully down the line for reconciliation. That's why there is a lot of anger brewing, and to the extent Serbs always think, okay, they killed us, they're going to kill us again, and partially that's probably something which had a little, you know, play in the civil war in former Yugoslavia in the 90s. At the same time, a lot of Croats even nowadays are denying that that was a concentration camp, death camp, and almost trying to say that was some sort of a labor camp, and basically that did not exist. However, in the National Holocaust Museum in Washington, it's listed just below Auschwitz, and they have a great deal of registered victims in those camps, and obviously a great deal of those victims were not registered because they even died before they made it to the camp that they were put into the, you know, evidence into the paperwork, which means majority actually was killed around the villages and slaughtered in the, you know, forest villages, thrown in the caves. And it was just something which, yet again, I wish was this movie made like 50 years ago. It would have done much good for the both Serbs and Croats.
So how did you get attached to this project? How did the script find its way to you?
Actually, I was thinking about this story for a long time because I felt like it would be an important story to be told. I approached Michael Berenbaum, you know, Professor Berenbaum, who is an expert and historian on the Holocaust, and we started discussing the whole project a few years back, maybe 5 years ago, and then we kind of had the concept that everything should be told from the child's perspective. And I'll later explain why, but then the screenwriter Nataša Drakulić came aboard, and she is a Serb from Croatia. She was expelled in 1995 when a few hundred thousand Serbs were expelled from Croatia, and her family also suffered in the Jasenovac camp. Her great-grandma was killed there, and Nataša actually did play her great-grandma in the movie, and she wrote this, you know, fabulous script. And Michael and I shepherded the whole process, and then that's how the movie basically came about. The biggest challenge, obviously, was to stay true to the facts.
Yeah.
And that's what Michael Berenbaum took care of, which means there is not a single thing in the movie which is a result of the fiction. It's all like a collection of various things, but all of them did happen, not necessarily to that little kid, you know, Dara, but it's like, let's say, composite truth of various situations which were proven in the court, in the history, and we simply did not want, nor we did need, you know, to start inventing any kind of, you know, other things, because the whole situation was so gruesome, and the real life was offering so many things mm-hmm. that really we just kind of had to let those things come out versus us trying to recreate something. And that was the approach we took. We opted to tell the story through the eyes of the kid, because that allow us also to escape at certain moments from the gruesome scenes, you know, because you know, it was very difficult to show all these things which are taking place. Also, if you don't show them, you don't do justice to the story. If you do become very graphic in a kind of your visual depiction of the things, you know, then movie becomes unwatchable, but that's, then movie is making, losing its point, you know. Yeah. And that's why by kid being present there, it's like twofold. One thing is you kind of observe the things, and at some point you can back off to her eyes and see everything in her eyes, then come back to the event or things she's watching. And you don't need to stay with the real depiction of the event. But at the same time, by having this kid who actually in the movie comes of age very rapidly under the most difficult circumstances, you have that kind of a journey of the leading character. And that also helps from a drama standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So with a film like this, like you were saying, the historical accuracy is so important. What kind of research went into making this?
Well, I've done a lot of research myself, but also Michael Berenbaum was in Jasenovac at least 10 times over the previous couple of decades, because he served as the president of Shoah Foundation, and he was working on documenting all these surviving victims of the German concentration camp, and he did visit Jasenovac many times. And then we basically kind of joined the forces, and we just kind of opted to only go for the things which are absolutely proven that they did happen.
So working with child actors seems to be a complicated task. What was the casting process like for all of these wonderful child actors?
What happened was we kind of didn't want any kids who went to any kind of acting school. Because, you know, usually in the acting schools, they teach them how to act for the commercials or, you know, some other stuff. I wanted diamonds in the rough, you know. We went around the villages in the Bosnian mountains, and where all these historically people were taken from, primarily put in the concentration camp Jasenovac. And we found like around 1,500 kids from the villages, you know, small towns and villages. And, you know, slowly we narrowed down our choices, but, you know, kind of halfway into it, when we met young Biljana Čekić, who plays Dara, it became very clear, you know, that her eyes are irresistible, and her ability to behave in such a natural way, it became clear to us that she would be the one. However, first day of shooting, we had like, 300 extras plus 150 crew, and I was thinking like, okay, she did great work when we were rehearsing, you know, in the room, you know, with a few of us. But what now? What if she kind of freezes, you know, on the set in front of all that many people? And I knew if that didn't work that very first day, I had to stop the movie and look for somebody else. But of course, it did work, and although it didn't work, you know, she really was absolutely so gifted that we were all, you know, amazed. And absolutely without her, this movie would not be possible, you know, because you hang such a heavy weight on the shoulder of 10 years old, you know, in terms of acting and the story to be told, and we were very lucky.
Yeah, she did an amazing job. So was it difficult or emotional for you or anyone else on the set to be reenacting such horror from history?
It is difficult because, first of all the scenes are, when it comes to the, you know, murdering the people, and some of those scenes where we put the people under emotional duress, you know, they were hard to watch even for us, you know, who were, you know, behind the camera. And also, at the same time, you have the permanent fear, how this gonna look like? Am I making something which is not gonna ring the true in terms of emotion and performance, and how you react, you know, somebody's death or somebody watching bloodletting all over the place, and what human being would, and how the human being would will be reacting in a situation like this. And those questions were kind of a present all the way through, and that's what I went to bed to sleep with on my mind, and that's what I would wake up every morning, kind of trying to keep myself in a check that I don't lose ability to judge how real the whole thing looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. So, okay, my last question for you, and then I'll let you go. Which films and directors have had an impact on you as a filmmaker, and particularly on your film, Dara of Yasin?
Well, I have to say my experience as a young student and a filmmaker to be prior to that are tied to the movies, you know, from 70. And then, of course, you know, Oliver Stone, Coppola, all those movies made about the wars in Vietnam basically is what kind of impressed me the most, you know. And later, little did I know that the later life will put me in connection, you know, with Oliver Stone, who produced a movie called Savior, which I directed, which is about this civil war in Yugoslavia. And that's something that I'm grateful to this day, that I had that opportunity, and like young filmmaker's dream, you know, oh, Oliver Stone, and then all of a sudden I'm doing a movie with him. That's pretty much what influenced me as a film director, because this is my third war movie, and actually I'm planning one more, and then I'm going to stop making war movies. But also I did come from a comedy. Let's say my first movie was comedy, and then after that I made all this heavy stuff. What can I do?
Awesome. Thank you so, so much for being with us here today. It was so awesome to hear about your film.
Thank you, Nace. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we'll look forward, hopefully, to seeing you at the Oscars.
Thank you.